News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Members of the trade union Unite will be striking at construction sites across the country today. James McCabe, Unite's regional officer, joins us from the picket line in Limerick. James, firstly, tell us what workers are going on strike and why.
Good morning. Thanks for the invite. Yes, down on the pickets here in Limerick. So our members are going on strike, seeking the reinstatement of the 4-hour travel time. This was an austerity measure cut back in 2010. And given the profit seen by the companies in the Mepscot Association, the time is right for that to be reinstated.
What workers will be affected?
So right now, the people on taking industrial action are plumbers, pipefitters, welders and apprentices, but also affected are those that are giving us support. We have great support from, on this side where I am, and another side around the corner, we have electricians supporting, we have scaffolders, we have obviously crane operators up in Dublin. So we're getting great support here today from all grades of worker.
Okay. Tell us about the payment that you said was cut in during the recession. What was that payment and how much was it?
So it was the 4-hour travel time that was cut in the austerity in 2010. So construction workers, unlike majority of workers in the economy, don't have a set place of work. They could be on different sites, 5 different sites a week or more, or they could be on 5 different sites a year, or whatever the case may be. So in the 60s, travel time was brought in, so construction workers go directly to their site as opposed to their base of employment.
Okay.
And that 4-hour was cut in 2010.
And that rate depends on what your job is, I presume, does it?
Yes, that rate depends on what your hourly rate is. It was for the easiest formula at the time. I'm obviously, I wasn't around the 60 myself, I'm sure, was just based on your hourly rate of pay. So if you're an apprentice, it's a 4-hour rate based on your hourly pay. Or if you're a qualified plumber, it's your hourly rate as per your actual rate of pay, depending on your experience.
There'll be lots of people listening this morning who'll be very sympathetic to your argument. There might be other people saying, I don't get paid to travel to work.
They may not, but those people might also have to realise that they have a set base of work. They know where they are tomorrow. They're in the same place the following day. And they could maybe avail of, let's say, a tax saver, train ticket, or et cetera. Where our construction workers and our members don't have that.
Okay.
So they can't take advantage of those situations.
The other question I suppose I'd put to you, is it worth striking over 1 hour of pay?
Well, 1 hour of pay per day we're talking 12.8% for workers. So given the increases that we've seen in the last couple of years, the cost of living prices and even VHI going up last week and more fuel levies going on. Yeah. Of course, it's absolutely right, yeah.
Okay, the group you're talking with, the Mechanical Engineering Building Services Contractors Association, what have they actually offered you? Have they gone some of the way towards that 12% pay?
We've had, unfortunately, at the last meeting, we had no meaningful engagement on our claim. The MEPSCO would like us to put that claim through the sectoral employment order, but unless we have an agreement with them that they will support that unfortunately is not where our members will be. We have a claim for 1 hour travel per day.
Okay.
And that's what we're discussing now.
James, do we know how many building sites around the country have been affected by this?
We have approximately 16 pickets around the country on 9 major projects. So some will be quite large projects. So Intel would have 5 pickets, we'd say. But as I say, I'm down on Analog now myself. Eli Lilly, about 200 metres down the road, is impacted as well. In Cork, Diageo in Dublin City Centre.
Is there one on the Children's Hospital?
No, not this week, there's not.
Okay, no. All right. Do you envisage this will be the last day of strike, or do you think there could be more to follow?
No, we expect that this will escalate. Our members are ready to escalate this further. But also, our members are open for us to engage with employers, but it's in the employer's hands if they want to resolve this. If not, our members will escalate this.
James McCabe, Unite Regional Officer, talking to us from the picket line in Limerick. Thank you indeed for talking to you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.